Blog Talk Radio.
Seventh evening. This is your host, Beach Bum Gun, back on the mic with you live from the KY in Kentucky. So happy to get to talk to all you lovely people tonight. So glad to be back on the mic again, behind the wheels of steel, co-hosting with my man M Extra Money and Mr. Righteous. Definitely feels good to be back in here. What's going on there, M Extra? How you holding up?
Man, I'm cool, man. Good night. You know what I mean? Just surviving this so-called blizzard we had in Maryland, you know? I call for 5 inches. We got a half an inch. It's all good.
You got a half an inch? Did you go get a shovel?
Nope. Didn't do none of that, man. Like we said on the last show, yo. Brother, man, 50-50 out there. Half a head, yo. They called for 5 to 10, yo. And then they flipped it on us at midway. They were like, yeah, it seems like the storm is just not going to hit this area so hard. Man, that's not what you said for 25.
Man. Look, as I reside in the Bible Belt, as Jesus said in John, one of them chapters, one through whenever it ends, let he who have not sinned cast the first stone. So just because he's wrong don't mean that, man. But it's all good, though. Glad to hear y'all were safe in the snowstorm, man. And that's above all. Hope everyone's safe out there, all of our Maryland sponsors and all of our family in Maryland.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
Well, Justin, before we get started, let the people know this is the off-ramp, you know, it's a show for the people, by the people. If you got something to say, feel free to call on up. You know, this is your platform. You know, everybody who's on the radio claims to be an expert at this or that, man, but we're for the people, man. Just because you're not an expert doesn't mean you don't have a voice. So feel free to call in, 646-915-8680, or hop online, get at us, you know, on the Twitter, at BeachBumGun, at Sigmatic1914 at Sewell02. Get at us, man. Feel free to call in, send a text if something you want to discuss that you haven't heard about. Got a couple quick topics want to get into. You know, it's all types of stuff going on. Got a lot of stuff going on. But M Extra Money, give me a quick minute on the mic because I just experienced something about 5 minutes ago that, you know, I wasn't in a bad mood. But it kind of shocks me, man. It kind of gets me upset. Again, I'm in the great state of Kentucky. Love the state. Love our affiliates. But I am in Walmart, and this just happened probably about an hour and a half ago, in Walmart trying to find a cord for a computer. And I'm on the phone calling all over the place. I'm in the line of Walmart trying to get a refund. And I see commotion going on, but I don't pay attention. I get off the phone, and one of our affiliates, DJ C Siren, was like, yo, this white dude just called the black girl behind the counter a nigger and said, I'm done with this nigger shit, and just walked out. Now, I'm not going to go into a whole racial tirade and all this stuff. I just want to tell you that if you're living in 2013 and you think color has anything to do with why you're in a bad situation, then you're an idiot. You're a complete idiot. Now, I'm not saying that race is not a factor in America, because it definitely is. You might have it tougher than someone else with a different color in a different workplace. But that doesn't mean that you don't have the opportunity to succeed in America because of any color that you are. It doesn't matter what color you are. You can go to college and get an education if you have the to do it. So, you know, I don't want to get into a whole racial tirade. I was just looking at that like, come on, man. Like, you can't be mad because you couldn't get your refund at Walmart and think it's because someone's black. Mr. Walmart ain't got no black body bone in his body.
Right.
Now, so my little MX your money. You got anything you want to say about racism, or you just want to get on into the daily topics?
Actually, yeah, I mean, that's a good topic because, you know, there was a picture up in one of the Bloomberg News, and it basically made headways and headlines because now the artist was, he's from Peru, and the topic was about, you know, the home mortgage crisis and the bad loans and all that type of stuff. That was the basically the article was about. But it showed a bunch of like black and Latin American like people reaching in for cash, and they were kind of like cartoonish, big eyes and everything. And everybody made a big idea because of like, you know, some of the pictures back in the Jim Crow law days and stuff like that. And I'm like, yo, first of all, yo, like, I understand that maybe it looked like pictures that was back when slavery was real. But, again, you know, we can never get away from this. Like, nobody can, like, the dude was from Peru. It wasn't like he was a white dude trying to act like he was all for slavery and shit. Like, he made a picture, and he actually put out, like, said that, you know, like, they told me they were right, you know, they told me what the thing was. People were happy for money, and that's what he did, and just made it in, like, a cartoon way. Granted, he didn't have the white people in there, but he had his cat and the same artist. And people are making a big deal about it. To me, I'm like, yo, man, is it really a big deal? Like, every time, like, somebody make a picture that has a cartoonist picture of a black dude, like, they don't think it's a black face or stuff like that. Like, I don't know, you know, it's crazy. I agree, though. I think it's, like, it's so touchy all the time, but I think it should be in 2012. Like, it's, like, certain things, you know, everybody experience nowadays. Uh-oh. There is no one race that just experiences one thing like it was back in the day.
Yeah. I perfectly agree. Like, you know, when it comes to race, I just always feel like if you're blaming something on someone because of the color of their skin, then you're off basis. There's nothing that a person's color at this point in the stage of life can prevent you from doing. Now, people in different positions, like, okay, now you can't tell me race isn't a factor in the NFL because of how few black head coaches there are compared to their white counterparts. And you can't tell me that there aren't black coaches that are qualified to be head coaches. Same thing in college football. But that doesn't mean that as a black person you can't get a coaching job. And if you want it bad enough, continue to strive and work hard until you get that coaching job. But like, in regards to like the picture that the guy said, I mean, if there's no white people in there, I look at it kind of funny because white people are affected by the housing market too. But just because there's not any white people in there doesn't make it a racial issue. Like, I think people are too quick to assume because it doesn't have a white person, a black person, a Chinese person, a Hispanic person, an African person, that if it doesn't have all ethnicities included, that it's automatically racist. It just doesn't make sense to me. But that's just my opinion. MX, your money, do you still want to continue on this? You want to move to a different topic?
Nah, I'm good, you know. Like, you made your point. I agree, you know, with everything you say. It's not more I can really add. Like, I just think some certain things is kind of dumb at this point. I mean, you know, not everybody has that ill will or ill, like, that malcontent, you know what I mean, when they talk about or call people names and stuff like that, you know what I mean? Like, I just think that some certain things that they just try to piggyback on just because they have a right to, like the word nigger, like somebody say the word nigger. But white people say the word nigger to me, I'm like, yo, like, do you understand, like, my question would be to them, not me getting upset because they called me, but do you understand what it is? Because if he understands what it is, and this is, like, yeah, and he says, yo, because you're ignorant, what you did is ignorant, then I'm like, yo, how can I be mad? Like, he's telling me what the real definition of the word is. He's not telling me, like, trying to make it seem like I'm beneath him. He's telling me I did something ignorant. And he just tells you his word. You know what I mean? Like, if I call you a bitch, that don't mean that I'm calling you a female dog. I got pretty much ill, like, malcontent. Like, that's what I feel like you're doing. Like, you know what I'm saying? This is, like, that's how I see the words. And I think we put too much power behind certain words. And while I'm not trying to dismiss what happened all those years ago, I just think that it's time to move on at some point. So.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of never forget and always remember. Hey, Mr. Rogers, I know you had technical difficulties earlier. Glad to see you back on the line. What's going on with you, bro?
Not much, man. I had to do some work stuff, man.
Hey, man, you got me that paper, man.
Huh?
So you got to make that paper, man. Don't you better bring that check home to mama.
Yes, sir.
All right, fellas, that's enough of the that topic. You know, we're talking about a little bit of race. I don't want the whole show about the race, but it's just something that happened to me tonight, and I was just looking at it like, yo, this dude. I'm glad I didn't hear it, because I'd hate that to put the pause on him, because, you know, being in Western Kentucky, not sure what would happen to me. This might have been my last show. But anyways, you know, it's a couple
of
topics.
Slice of bacon out there.
What'd you say?
You would have been a slice of bacon.
Yeah, they definitely would have got me, son. I am way outnumbered. But I saw this on the on CNN earlier. I don't know if any of y'all got a chance to see it. Did y'all see the whole Ron Paul filibuster and him talking for like 13 hours straight about, you know, and he said like his main problem is he just wants to know, does the White House and the President Obama have the authority to use drones on Americans if they feel
right.
like it's necessary. Now, I'm all about, you know what I mean, the right process with life and all that stuff. But if you have to spend 13 hours to ask one basic question, because they won't say why he really filibustered up there. They won't say why he really spent 13 hours up there. But if you
that's a 10-hour filibuster, though. Like, you're supposed to stand up there and talk. Like, you're not supposed to just say the word and like it is now.
I mean, if you're going to talk for 13 hours and nothing gets solved, then you're just wasting taxpayers' money.
Well, technically, you're supposed to just be holding up the vote of the, of you know what I mean? Like, and then it just puts, like, it's like death, like, you know, how, like, torture tapers were, like, playing music, and eventually you get so tired of it, you're like, you know what I mean? I'm going to turn myself in. And so originally the filibuster was supposed to just be so you could stand up and talk forever to hold up a bill and eventually hope to sway the other side not to either move it or kill it, you know what I mean? And that way it'll never become law. So he was doing the proper way of filibustering. I actually applaud him for doing that, because technically right now all you got to do is say the word filibuster and they won't bring it to the floor. But I think it's dumb because Eric Holder actually answered his question. Like, the whole drone attack thing, like, it started – just to give you background, started because they said that they have the authority to launch drone strikes overseas against Americans that are, like, plotting against the U.S. And then so they were, like, brought it to the U.S. and saying that so you can use the same drones that you're using abroad on American citizens, like the dude that was, like, that they're a police officer, right? And so they brought it to that level, like, so you could have basically took a drone and took him out. And they're like, no, every American constitutionally has a right to due process. But I agree that if it's overseas and you would, you know what I mean, Al-Qaeda, you'll take that dude out. But if he in the U.S., then, you know, we have a lot of means that we can just capture the dude, you know what I'm saying, and with the FBI and all that other kind of stuff. But, yo, if you overseas in another country, yo, take the dude out, yo. You with Al-Qaeda, too, like, take him out, yo. Like, fuck it, yo. That's how I feel, yo.
Hey, Mr. Rogers, what you got?
Now I'm lost in the sauce, bro.
Well, we talk. I mean, it's a bunch of different topics that we were talking about. We're talking about how the filibuster and the whole drone attacks, and how they had a thing about how, you know, if you're able to use drones to kill American citizens in foreign countries, if they pose a threat to the United States. And they had Ron Paul was up there talking about how, you know, can he answer the question if you're in America plotting against Americans, can they use a drone to kill you? So do you think the White House has the authority to use a drone to kill an American in a foreign country if he's plotting against America?
Man, if he's plotting against America, take his ass out. Ain't no need to keep him around. Why not? Yeah,
the problem is that, you know, you're still an American citizen, so you should be brought. They think the other side, basically, Republicans, they think that they he should be somehow captured, like Pakistan and Turkey and Saudi, like in Afghanistan, are really going to just, like, we can just go in there and be like, yeah, we're going to arrest this American citizen without any harm's way. Like, that's going to really happen, right? Like, I mean, it's not going to happen on a foreign country, but they think that's going to happen. So as American, they think that he should be captured, brought back to U.S. and tried, and his peers. And I'm like, man, when...
If you working for another country, you ain't American no more, man. You can take your ass out. You part of them now. Your boy Kim Jong-un is threatening to drop nukes on us, man. That's unappreciative.
Right. Yeah, but there's a lot of Americans working outside of America though, yo.
Yeah. No, I agree. I'm just saying.
I agree
there were people who were actually working with Al-Qaeda. They were in their little camps and training camps and stuff like that. Those are the people who they were like, they're going to target that whole camp. And if American just happens to be in that camp, they're not going to call off a drone tag, because why are you in that camp training, like, with Al-Qaeda? You know what I'm saying? Like, they're going to take that joint out. And they're saying that take it out. What you should go in is distract the American, kill everybody else, and then bring him back to U.S. How unrealistic is that, yo?
that's pretty dumb. But we actually kind of got off topic. My problem the reason why I want to discuss with y'all is, do you have a problem with the fact that we have a term of, like, filibuster? Like, I have a problem with the whole filibustering, if that's even a word, in general. I feel like you shouldn't have to, like, you can't just be talking people out of a bill. If people pose a bill, it passes, we need to go on about our day. The fact that you can just talk to somebody and just talk and talk and that stop something, to me, is the dumbest thing in the world, yo.
Right. I mean, it is, but, you know, like I said, you know, I'd rather them do that than just mention the word and then have to automatically get, because the whole idea of a filibuster, once you start it, like, you need a supermajority to end it. That's the issue. The issue is that once he started at 13 hours, and only because he was talking recklessness, that's the only reason why we got Republicans to actually vote to end it. You know what I mean? But technically, he could have just kept talking. And as long as Sam has, like, 60 votes, then he could have talked forever.
Yeah, and that's just dumb. Like, that's just, like, what happened to common sense? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. It's just why I think most politicians are idiots, yo. It's like, yo, if you want to pass a law, okay, we want to tax the rich, bring it to a vote. If the vote passes, we tax the rich. If it doesn't, we don't tax the rich and we go on. The fact that someone's just going to sit up there and I got to pay taxes and he's just going to talk for 13 hours about some BS, I can only talk for a half an hour about some BS on this whole show. In fact, you mean tell me I got to take money out of my account to pay some taxes so some random dude can talk about 13 hours for some shit that I could care less about? It's the dumbest thing in the world. And that's the problem with our government. They don't have common sense.
You're right, yeah. I've sat through like four or five filibusters when I was working in Maryland State. And that joint is crazy, yo. I was like held hostage, I felt like. Just sitting there on the floor watching, and they were taking turns. Like, they'll just pass the mic. And they just kept talking about gay marriage. Gay marriage came for the Maryland. Like, they talked. Literally, they talked for a good, like, 18 hours, yo. Like, it was crazy. And what ended up happening is the Senate never got around to it. Even when they broke it, it was just they just ran out of time because they did it at the end of the session. So it definitely worked. I mean, It's crazy, yo. Like, it's stupid. I agree. Like, but it was in there for a reason, to give the minority a vote, a voice, basically. That's why they came.
Well, the Mexicans ain't got no voice, and they're the majority, so I can care less. What you got, Aiden? So, you know, we got about 11 and a half minutes left. I'll throw the floor to y'all. Do y'all got anything in specific y'all want to talk about before I go on to my next topic?
Nah, man.
All right, hell no. All right, so y'all do this bad time.
Huh?
Nah, go ahead. What you got?
I was talking about this damn Kim Jong-un dude, man. And Dennis Rodman, his best friend. He probably planted a bug on Rodman, yo. Can come to my house. I put the bug on you. Come over here and spread some damn germs and take us all out, coughing on people and shit. People getting viruses, viruses, passing the hell out for no reason because of Robin ass want to go to China kissing on Kim Jong-un.
Yeah, I don't get the whole North Korea, this whole North Korean thing, because, you know, they put out a thing that North Korea would do preemptive nuclear strikes on American government. But every article I read says that they're far from being able to put a nuclear warhead and be able to strike it accurately, be able to strike the warhead accurately, especially when it comes to the United States.
Yeah.
So, like, are these dudes just calling bluffs? Like, I don't even understand the whole beef with North Korea and the U.S. I mean, I understand the U.S. is a police, but, you know what I mean?
Well,
like, is North Korea really that big of a problem?
Well, because it started with us helping them, helping South Korea fight them back in 1950-53 Civil War. So that's why they got beef with us, because we helped South Korea, you know, with the whole shebang. As we always come in there and help some damn body, now we in trouble. Now they want to fight us. Always helping some damn body, and then they want to attack us. Stop being so damn nosy. That's my
thing. Oh, extra money, what you got? Is M. Extra still on the line?
I don't know. Sound like he dropped. Did he drop?
Yeah, nah. He still look like he on there. But, yeah, I mean, the whole North Korea thing, what I don't get is that, you know what I mean, like, you got beef with America, but got American products in your country. Like, he was in there rapping with Dennis Rodman with Coca-Cola on the desk. You know what I mean? But this whole North Korea thing, I think he just wants publicity. I don't think that he honestly wants war because, you know, even if he does have a nuclear weapon, the amount of firepower that America has, I mean, it could just ruin their entire country.
Man,
so, you know what I mean? The fact that, you know, you don't want to blow up your entire country because you wanted to make a stand against the U.S. I mean, they can – I agree. I'm kind of backwards on it because, you know, I feel like if the U.S. has nuclear weapons, if it's only, if another country wants to have nuclear weapons, they should. You know, it's their country.
Right.
We can have nuclear weapons. Why can't they?
Right. No, but them mother hubbards want to use them. See, we hold it on to them just in case. Just
maybe
in case.
We used them in Japan.
Well, that was years ago. I'm talking about now. I wasn't born then. We don't count. This is a new generation. We don't count.
You breaking up, man. You're in that bad lab. You breaking up, man. You got that virus on your phone.
I said you can't hold me accountable for something I wasn't there for. Don't blame me.
Yeah, it's still America you was there for. You represent America. They blaming you. We're the only government to ever drop a nuclear weapon on innocent human beings, yo.
Yeah, I don't know what made them drop that bomb, yo. That was reckless, though.
Because we were going to lose, because they blew up Pearl Harbor, you know? Dudes came and blew up Hawaii.
Hey, well, we came in there. Well, I guess it had to be done, huh? I guess we was outmanned, so they just said drop it.
Yeah, the kamikaze pilots, you know, they was just diving into Hawaii, blowing it up. Yeah, there wasn't no stopping them, you know? I guess there's no way to stop them. But, yo, we only got like 7 minutes left. I got another quick story I want to talk to y'all about.
Good.
Yo, so in New Mexico, right,
mm-hmm.
this drunk driver got arrested,
mm-hmm.
right? He said that he told him he had mental illness, right?
Right.
So they put him in solitary confinement. Now, mind you, he got arrested for drunk driving.
Mm-hmm.
Why'd they forget about him in solitary confinement for 22 months? Just got a settlement for $16 million.
Yo, hold up. He got arrested for drunk driving, and they forgot about him sitting in the cell for almost 2 years?
For 2 years, they forgot that he was in there just for a drunk driving charge, and he should be let out in 30 days. And they left him in there for 22 months.
Yo, he didn't say anything?
Yeah. I don't know. So I'm going to, like, hold on. Let me get to my first question, right? So it's $16 million worth 22 months in solitary confinement when you're thinking you're only going to do 10 to 30 days in jail.
You got that right. I'm going to take every last bit of that $16 mil. Damn it. Don't leave me in here. You knew I wasn't supposed to be here. You're supposed to be in here past no 30 days. They should have came. They should have known that I wasn't supposed to be in there that daggone long. For 2 years, yo, for a driving violation? Yo, that's 2 years of my life gone.
Yeah, he said that he went in. Go ahead.
So was people looking for him like he was missing? He wasn't accounted for? He didn't have no number?
Yeah, that's not in the article. See, that's my whole thing. It's like, if I tell one of y'all, look, yo, man, I got caught on a DUI, I got to do 30 days, and y'all don't hear from me in about 6 months, like, I would expect somebody to come looking for me. Like, somebody would put a missing person list or something.
Yo, I'm coming for you after the 31st day. I'm like, yo, why is it? It's 30 days, yo. It's 30 days is up. Why is he still in there? It's passing. I went for like the 35th day. I'm like, yo, something ain't right. We need to go see what's going on. Just in case you might have stole somebody or something, and then they added a couple weeks, though.
So do you think the government should give them more than $16 million, or you think that's compensation is about right?
I think that's about right, because you give him too much. Man, he might end up killing himself with all that daggone money. He ain't going to know what to do with it. He's going to spend it all in one day anyway, so.
Yeah, they said his teeth is ruined. He lost 70 pounds. Of course, his hair is all wild. But so would you do, like if somebody said, yeah, I give you $16 million right now to do 22 months in solitary confinement. Now, mind you, solitary confinement, you don't see no daylight, yo.
No, yeah, I know.
So would you do it for $16 million? Yeah, I got me going there, yo. Because if I'm in solitary confinement, ain't a chance of nobody taking my butt, yo. See, getting my butt cut. Hey, we're 16. So,
but obviously, you can't shower when you do that, right?
Yeah, I don't care. As long as my butt doesn't get violated, I can do
you already violated. He's a funky man.
Yeah, I'll be funky with $16 million. I can't be, you know what I mean?
Yo,
I can't be raped with $16 million. That ain't worth $16 million.
Well, if I'm doing it and I'm not getting no record for it, and somebody just came along and offered it to me to do it. If I didn't have no kids and wasn't married, I'll do it.
Yeah, if you do with your kids and you're married still, think about it. $16 million, yo, I'm smart enough for it. If you say you got $16 million, I got like, look, you got to work for 5 more years and you'll never have to work again, and your kids can go to any school in the country.
That's rough, bro. It's just long as it's a wife, okay.
No daylight. Would you say?
I said, long as
22 months, no daylight.
That's rough, man. It's like a damn zombie in that joint.
Yeah, I wonder what the long-term effects would be. You think you end up being crazy for the rest of your life? Because think about it. It's not like 22 months you can kind of count down the days as the sun goes up and goes down. You know what I mean? Like, when you take a nap or when you go to sleep, you don't know if you slept for 2 hours or for 9 hours.
Right.
So you might think the days are moving along a lot faster when you only on day six.
Right. the only time you get to talk to somebody is when they bring you food.
Yeah, that's rough,
man.
That's a lot of playing with yourself too, yo. I don't know if I could play with myself for 22 minutes straight.
Man, you probably wouldn't have nothing left, man. You probably just straight gristle. No skin, no
you be raw
buff
material all on the solitary wall.
Yo, you be buff as I don't know what, doing a bunch of push-ups.
Yeah, man. Well, we gotta go ahead and close
looking like
up
Ed
shop,
Reed
man.
With the looking like Ed Reed and Django.
Yeah, all right, man. I gotta close out before you get cut off on the show, man. I want to thank all the listeners and the people that called in. Thanks to, you know, my co-host don't know where M Extra Money is. That's what happens when you get Verizon Fios, your phone cut off. We want to say that the thoughts and views expressed on the show belong to the individuals themselves and do not reflect how our sponsor feels. We want to say thank you to our sponsors, richbefore30.com. Go get the book, The Real Silver Dollar. It's a great read, great read. Choicetaste.com for all your brand new recipes and getting healthy. how to stick to a fitness, get in shape, get that six-pack back, feel the best you've ever felt in your life. Holla at Coco Magazine for all your daily news and gossip. I holla at y'all tomorrow night. It's been great talking to y'all, man. This is the Off-Ramp. Get at us. Peace.